Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people might see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father, who sees what is hidden, will repay you." So I have a question for you. Back before cell phones could offer you endless scrolling, what did you do with 5 minutes of downtime? This is a question that my friend Brad asked our group recently, and honestly, it's been rattling around in my brain for a couple of weeks. We had just finished discussing the book, The Anxious Generation, which basically examines why numbers of anxiety and depression have skyrocketed since 2013. I'm going to spoil it a little bit for you. It's because of social media and our access to technology. It's a great book, highly recommend. But it was Brad's question that has really struck me. So I started thinking about before when I had a cell phone and what I would do if I had 5 extra minutes of time. Maybe I would flick through the TV channels, because we could do that back then. Maybe I would pick up a Reader's Digest or the newspaper and thumb through it. Maybe I would just sit and think about something, like how some otters, have a favorite rock that they will keep for their entire life, and they keep it in a little skin flap underneath their arm. Or, it's interesting, or, how many pipes are in this pipe organ back here? Or maybe I would think about why God allows hate to exist in the world. Or maybe, and this is really far-fetched for me, if I had 5 extra minutes of time, I might turn to the person next to me and strike up a conversation. As an introvert, that gives me anxiety. But it has me wondering now, how much do we miss because we're not paying attention? Not paying attention to the things and the people around us, or even the things that are taking place inside our hearts and our minds. These distractions, I think, keep us fragmented. It keeps us separate from what's happening around us and what's happening inside us. And that fragmentation, it feels kind of yucky. No one likes to walk through life feeling scattered and disconnected. Which brings me to Lent, Because here's the thing, this season of Lent is practically designed to address this exact problem. Lent invites us to recollect ourselves and refocus, to let go of the distractions so we can see what's around us, who's in front of us, and what's going on in our interior life. And in the gospel, we heard about three practices: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And each one of these practices offers us a way back to presence. So prayer is about listening to God's voice, tuning in to the presence of God in our lives. So here's a question for you. Have you ever been scrolling while someone is talking to you, and then they stop, and then for the life of you, you couldn't tell me what they said to you? It's happened to me, embarrassingly, a lot of times. But we have to refocus, and we can't let those distractions keep us from hearing God's voice or from hearing the voices of the people that we love. Fasting isn't just about giving up something. It's about recognizing what truly matters in life. Now, I could give up coffee for Lent, but I don't think anyone would really like me, and quite honestly, I don't think I would like me at the end of the 40 days. But here's what I've noticed about my coffee habit, is that when I drink my coffee in the morning, I tend to scroll. So for Lent, my plan is to drink my coffee still, so people like me and I like me, but I'm going to read the daily readings and scroll through those while I drink my coffee so I can spend time with God. It's the same time, just a different focus. It's repurposed and reclaimed for God. Almsgiving, or acts of charity, are meant to cultivate gratitude within us, because everything we have, it comes from God. If you can donate money, materials, or your time to help the poor, that's amazing, and Lent is such a great season to do just that. But for all of us, I think we can all do one thing as an act of almsgiving, and that is to be kind. Go out of your way to show extra kindness to the people you encounter, because that is almsgiving too, and an incredibly simple way of showing God's love in the world. Each of these practices helps us tune out the noise so we can see the world more clearly and also recognize the presence of God more concretely. So here's my challenge for you, but also for myself. This Lent, let's set aside the things that distract us. The things that distract us from what's happening around us, from what's happening inside us, and from how God is showing up in our lives. We have 40 days, that is 40 chances, to reclaim 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 40 invitations to be present to the world, to one another, and to God. So, the next time you find yourself with a few extra minutes to spare, what are you going to reach for?
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.